This is not a new trend. I think a big part of it is the fact that, you know, we are a state with wealthier folks.
Yeah.
You know, so even in a perfect world, we probably would always be a donor state to some extent. But I think the fact that, you know, our state budget, you know, one out of every $3 depends on federal money coming through, it's very important to us. Certainly in the context of some of the debates that are going on, you know, while we talk in aggregate, you know, we're a net loser. There are some programs where, in fact, we come out ahead compared to other states. Medicaid, particularly.
Yeah, that's I did want to ask you about that.
Yeah.
You can go over Medicaid.
And Medicaid's a big issue, as we know right now, with the state budget. So, you know, Medicaid, we're like number one in terms of total dollars that come in. Why? Because we have a lot of folks that need the service, and we have, over the years, expanded the services available. We benefited from the Affordable Care Act, the Essential Plan, some of the federal subsidies that came through the Obama era and have continued. So, you know, when you look at Social Security, Medicaid, public transit, those are some of the areas where actually we fare better than other states. Overall, as far as federal spending, we're kind of in the middle of the pack, a little bit lower than the median. So what we're really looking at here is the revenue side, where the amount of revenue, tax dollars that we send, that's really where I think you see some of that disconnect, that we're just not getting back as much. And if some of these programs, particularly on health care, could be on the chopping block, certainly with the current administration's priorities, we could see the situation only getting worse. So that's why we want to frame the context of the debate with this report. And already you saw this administration, not even by legislative action, tightening up the SNAP regulations on nutrition. You know, that's a program that New York has benefited from. So the concern is, and why we do this on a multi-year basis, is concern is what the trend will be.
So if New York gets more for Medicaid than many other states, you said number one, right, in Medicaid. So I don't know if you can really explain this. So then why is there a $6 billion gap in New York State for Medicaid spending that we don't have the money to pay for?
Yeah, I mean, the fact that we're getting a significant amount of federal dollars doesn't make up for the fact that we have a growing utilization of the Medicaid program, you know, which is good in the sense you want more people to be covered and have health care coverage, because long-term that reduces costs and enhances quality of life. But in terms of what had been budgeted and projected for the money to be spent for Medicaid, the costs are exceeding what had been budgeted. So I think that has as much to do in our own state with our own ability to match the revenue that we're putting up with the dollars that are going to be spent. And I think it also suggests that we need to look inward. What are we doing to make sure that there's maximum efficiency in the Medicaid program? Our office has done audits every year and often shows money being wasted, and in rare cases, money being stolen, and missed opportunities to enhance revenue through the existing framework. So I hope that the kind of recommendations we've made over the years that have often been not followed through on in this environment will get more attention.